Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of technology, making the complex simple and the simple, well, a bit more fun.
And where we also try to not break the internet while explaining how it works. I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast.
And I'm Alex, here to unpack the mysteries of tech. Today, we're exploring the world of designing robust database architectures. It's the backbone of every scalable system, folks.
Ah, the unsung hero of the tech world. Without a solid database architecture, I guess my favorite apps would be as slow as a snail racing uphill in peanut butter.
Exactly, Jamie. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Every modern application, from tiny e-commerce shops to the behemoths streaming our favorite shows, relies on a well-designed database architecture.
So it's basically what determines if I get to watch my show without the spinning wheel of doom.
You got it. It's all about how data is structured, stored, and accessed. And there's a lot under the hood, like choosing between SQL and NoSQL, ensuring proper normalization, indexing, caching, replication.
Hold up, Alex. SQL and NoSQL. I'm already lost in the sauce here.
All right, let's break it down. SQL databases are like the old wise wizards of data storage. They're great when you need strong consistency, complex queries, and structured data with clear relationships.
So they're the Gandalf of databases, got it? And NoSQL?
NoSQL is more like the nimble elves. Flexible, scalable, and perfect for high write throughput, unstructured or semi-structured data, and large-scale distributed systems.
Elves and wizards, got it. But how do you design these databases to not crash and burn when a million users decide to log on at the same time?
Great question. It boils down to performance tuning. Things like proper indexing, which is like creating a quick reference guide for your database, and caching, which stores copies of frequently accessed data.
So instead of asking the database where my show is stored every time, it can just check the quick reference guide or the cached copy. Neat.
Exactly. And then there's scalability. Scaling up by adding more power to a single machine or scaling out by adding more machines.
Like deciding between building a taller tower or spreading out into a sprawling castle.
I couldn't have put it better. And let's not forget security. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must. Encryption, limiting user permissions, and SQL injection prevention are all part of the package.
Nothing worse than a castle with weak walls. But this sounds like a lot to manage. How do you keep track of it all?
Monitoring and observability. It's like having guards at the castle gates, watching for trouble and keeping the king, database administrator, informed.
I'm starting to feel like a real database knight here, but I bet even knights run into trouble sometimes.
They do. And when they do, troubleshooting guides, understanding common pitfalls, and continuous testing come to the rescue.
Wow, Alex, I think I'm ready to design my own database architecture now, or at least have a deeper appreciation for the folks who do.
And that's what we're here for. Whether you're a seasoned developer or just tech curious, understanding the principles of robust database design can demystify a lot of the magic behind our favorite apps and services.
Well, fellow tech enthusiasts, that wraps up today's episode on designing robust database architectures. Thanks for tuning in.
And remember, whether you're dealing with elves or wizards in your database, keep those architectures solid. Until next time, keep leveling up your nerd.
See you in the next episode.